Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Fick, Now There Are Two of You is a short illustrated humor book by Adam Mansbach, published as the third entry in the Go the Fick to Sleep series. Like its predecessors, it is written for adults, not children, and uses profanity, irony, and tenderness to address a familiar parenting reality, the emotional and logistical strain that comes with raising children. This installment focuses on the upheaval caused by the arrival of a second child, and the way that a family dynamic changes when one exhausted parent must manage divided attention, sibling adjustment, and constant fatigue. The book does not present parenting advice in a conventional self-help format. Instead, it turns stress into comic relief, offering recognition rather than instruction. Its value lies in how precisely it captures frustration, guilt, and affection at the same time, making it a satirical but relatable portrait of modern parenthood. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a profane lullaby for parents overwhelmed by a second child, the book extends the series formula by taking a deeply ordinary parenting situation and presenting it through exaggerated frustration and deadpan humor. Its central subject is not child rearing in general, but the specific disruption caused when a family with one child becomes a family with two. That shift is important because it changes the parent's experience from managing one set of needs to constantly balancing competing demands, unpredictable emotions, and much less personal space. Mansbach's language is intentionally blunt, but the tone is not simply hostile. The profanity works as a comic mask for exhaustion, making the emotional truth more visible rather than less. This is why the book resonates with parents who recognize that irritation and affection often coexist. It does not argue that parenting is bad. It argues that parenting is harder, messier, and more emotionally conflicted than idealized cultural images admit. Secondly, how humor turns parental fatigue into shared recognition. One of the book's main functions is to translate private frustration into a public joke that readers can immediately understand. The humor is built on hyperbole, repetition, and a voice that sounds like the parent is barely holding it together. That style matters because it turns exhaustion into something readable and communal. Instead of asking parents to be inspirational, the book validates the feeling that some days are simply chaotic and draining. This is a different kind of parenting text from advice manuals that focus on techniques, schedules, or discipline systems. Mansbach's approach gives readers emotional permission to admit overwhelm without framing it as failure. The comic structure also softens the harshness of the language, so the book becomes more affectionate than cynical. In that sense, the humor is not decorative, it is the mechanism that makes the book useful, because it allows readers to laugh at the same problems they are living through. Thirdly, the arrival of a sibling as a crisis of divided attention. The most specific theme in this installment is the family transition created by adding a second child. That change can be emotionally complicated for parents because it introduces a new set of demands while also altering the relationship with the older child. The book reflects the reality that the parent is no longer dealing with one child's needs in isolation. Attention must be split, routines are interrupted more often, and the sense of control that may have existed after the first child tends to disappear. The older child also becomes part of the story, as someone who may need reassurance, patience, and adjustment. Mansbach captures this not through explicit developmental commentary, but through the emotional texture of the experience, fatigue, guilt, and a feeling of being stretched thin. By focusing on this transition, the book stands out from broader parenting humor because it targets a very particular stage of family life. It treats sibling expansion not as a milestone to celebrate uncritically, but as a source of real strain that many parents are reluctant to discuss openly. Fourthly, an illustrated picture book form built for adult readers. Although the book uses the visual language of a picture book, its audience is explicitly adult. That contrast is one of the series' trademarks and part of why it stands out. The format creates an immediate irony. The book looks like something meant for children, but the content is aimed at the adults exhausted by children. Illustrations help carry the comedic timing, give the text breathing room, and reinforce the absurdity of the situations being described. The visual style also makes the book highly giftable, which has been a major reason for the popularity of the series. At the same time, the format deepens the satire because it borrows the emotional accessibility of a bedtime story while reversing its purpose. Instead of soothing a child, it voices the parent's internal monologue. This design choice is not just aesthetic, it is central to the book's effect. The form and content work together to create a comic mismatch that makes the book memorable, instantly recognizable, and suited to shared reading among adults. Lastly, why the book serves as validation rather than instruction. Now There Are Two of You belongs to a category of parenting humor that is less interested in offering solutions than in normalizing difficult feelings. Its practical value is therefore psychological rather than procedural. Readers do not come away with a system for managing sibling rivalry, or a method for reducing stress. Instead, they get a concise and pointed acknowledgement that raising multiple children can be exhausting, irrational, and emotionally conflicted. That validation matters because many parenting narratives pressure adults to appear patient, grateful, and endlessly competent. Mansbach's book resists that pressure by presenting imperfection as common and human. This makes it especially appealing to parents who need a break from polished advice and idealized family imagery. The book also differs from similar humor titles because it maintains affection even while expressing frustration. It is not contemptuous toward children. It is honest about the strain of caring for them. That combination of candor and warmth is what gives the series its lasting appeal. In conclusion, Now There Are Two of You is best suited to parents, especially those navigating life with a newborn and an older sibling, and to readers who appreciate satire that comes from lived experience rather than abstract observation. It will also appeal to anyone looking for a gift that acknowledges the real stress of family life without pretending that parenting is always graceful or simple. The book's main benefit is emotional recognition. It gives language to exhaustion, divided attention, and the uneasy mix of love and frustration that can accompany a growing family. As a result, it can feel unexpectedly relieving, even when it says little that is formally instructional. What distinguishes it from other parenting books is that it does not try to solve the problem of raising children. It dramatizes the feelings surrounding that problem with precision and wit. The illustrated picture book format, paired with adult-oriented profanity, creates a memorable contradiction that few comparable books attempt. In the broader genre of parenting humor, that combination of honesty, brevity, and visual comedy makes it especially distinctive and easy to remember. If you would like to support Adam Mansbach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.